A couple of things I want to cover today after Matthew 24th chapter, 25th chapter, for just a brief thing. A question was asked to me concerning the 10 virgins. And so I did some research on it. This is going to be a brief synopsis of it. It's not going to be in detail. The reason is because no matter what I think it says, there come at least 400, maybe 4,000 people going to say, no, that's not what it means. So it's not an issue with me. So I'm not going to tell you what it is, but we have a question here. Just what is the picture of the 10 virgins and the oil? Well, I had to look at this thing and do some research on the thing, and there's some things I had assumed and found out my assumption was completely erroneous. Does that happen to you? Oh, okay. I thought maybe I was alone on this one. Let's go to Matthew 25, verse 1. Start out there. I'll just read it real quick here. This is from the King James Version. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. So then all 10 virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish one said unto the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered and said, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. And while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready, went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards, there came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch you therefore, for you know not neither the day nor the hour which within the Son of Man comes. Of course, the object of this parable is the very last verse, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, one of the things that, you know, we're listening to Daniel on the thing about the menorah, and the thing about trimming the lamps. And so a question was asked. Okay. 5 of them were foolish and 5 of them weren't. 5 of them that weren't must have trimmed their lamps. No, that's not what it says. They all the oil was burnt out in all of their lamps. Not one of them had. And when you trim a lamp, you trim it for what reason? To get rid of the burnt part, to raise the wick back up, and then you can relight it. What was the difference between the two?
One had oil, one didn't.
Whoa, listen carefully. But the wise took in their vessels with their lamps. They took oil in a separate vessel and their lamp. All of them had lamps, all of them had wicks, all of them oil in it. You know what I'm saying? So the wisdom here wasn't that they were all foolish for letting the wick go out. They all fell asleep. The light went out. And guess what happened? When the cry came out, what did they do? Well, they woke up, and what did they do?
Light the lamp.
They had to trim it first. Yep. They can't light the lamp unless they trim it, right? All of them had to trim it. So they all trimmed the light. Guess what? Only 5 of them had oil in the nether vessel. That's what wisdom is all about. The simplicity of the answer isn't whether or not all the church, one and a half church, wise, one and a half foolish, all of them are doing one thing. What are they doing?
Where
is the oil? No, they went someplace. They were part of the wedding party. They went to the location where they're supposed to go, and at the time they're supposed to be there to meet the bridegroom. Now, they weren't town criers. They weren't the ones going out there and telling the Lord's coming, the Lord's coming, the Lord's coming. They are not there for that reason. They are there for only one reason. What's the reason?
Meet the bridegroom.
Be with the party of the wedding. Be part of the wedding supper. And so we can have an interpretation of what the oil is, what the oil is not. But what the key thing here is, the wisdom was they took extra oil with them. Why? Because the bridegroom tarried. Why did the bridegroom tarry for?
Test the bride.
It was tradition. The bride would never know when the bridegroom was about to show up. He'd come and sweep.
Ye not know when the Son of Man is going to come. When he's supposed to come as a thief in the night. Mm-hmm. Now, instead of coming at the appointed time, of some sacred holy day, guess what? He didn't. He came after that. Oh, wow. What'd they do? They all were disappointed. They all fell asleep. So it's an interesting thing about this olive oil, and the story isn't so much about what the oil represents or what the lamp represents, but what the virgins represent. Right? It's a story about the virgins. What they did and did not do. So look at this trimming of the lamps. It's not the issue. Nor how much oil there was and not enough oil. It was the wisdom of those who took another vessel with them. What is wisdom? Being thoughtful, thinking it out, discern. Okay, he may not show up in time. Now, a lot of men always show up late for the wedding, right? They may show up late. But no, it's just a story, because we also know that if this represents, quote, the whole body of Christ, end of quote, the whole body of Christ is waiting for something at the end time. What are they waiting for? Return of the Messiah, right? We want Christ to go. And everybody's got a date. Well, what's going to happen that everybody's going to think, oh, this is it. Perhaps this is a parable telling us that all the church is waiting and ready, and they know he's going to come on this day and this hour. He says, you don't know what day I'm going to come. And you don't know what hour I'm going to come. So the story is the actions and response of the virgins, not what the oil is or isn't, not what the lamps are or not trimmed or not trimmed. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
So it's just a little, as the parable, sometimes we have built up so many different tales and stories, what all those things represent, and the story is not about the oil. The story is about the virgins. Yes.
Well, it makes sense, because even in Yeshua's day, what we have done with the calendars, only God knows when that true vestal day is.
Even Jesus said to his people, I do not even know when the Father's going to say, go. He doesn't even know. Who's holding back the cherry? You know, the creator of heaven and earth. The Father says, okay, not yet, son. Oh, they're waiting for you. Yes, they're out there. They're doing what they're supposed to do. That's great. That's what I want them to do. But I got to test them out. I got to find out whether or not they really are going to be part of the wedding supper. And so he told his son, in a sense, the Son of Man, don't go at the appointed time. You go when I tell you to go. I always find it very interesting something. I'm still doing research. The second month. Mm-hmm. It's a mystery in my mind. It would be the unexpected time. That's my thoughts. I thought you might want to think about that. This is just my thoughts. You don't have to accept them, but I'll try to answer the question the best I can. But I'm looking at the story of the virgins. It has nothing to do, my personal opinion, really, the oil. You can make it represent anything you want. Some people think it represents the Spirit of God. Some people think it represents the Torah. Some people think it represents something else. It really just represents the oil that's supposed to be for the lamp so you can see. And what happens is that the bridegroom came, because what they're supposed to do? They're supposed to wait and meet the bridegroom. They weren't there to awake and say, go out and tell the world. No, awake and meet the bridegroom. He's coming. That was their job.